a favourite song of our next guest, Jim.
Yeah,
she absolutely loves this song.
Requested.
Yeah, she came in singing every single word.
2005.
And you cut it short. I can't believe it. I thought we were close.
Yeah,
nice.
No, I'm
commercial
so sorry.
Radio, mate. We edit all the songs.
Yeah.
More commercials.
We'll play it again probably
fair enough.
In an hour. Don't worry about it. All right, she began her stand-up career over 18 years ago, performed at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Adelaide Fringe, and the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. She also performed at our critically acclaimed Sold Out Hits and Gigs performance, Jim. I slid that one in there. Please welcome the always talented, the very funny Chloe Black.
Hey, hello everyone.
Thanks for waving, Chloe, by the way.
That's all right. That's for all the people watching.
We're also live streaming this interview. No, we're not. We're
Chloe, first of all, I mean, we were just talking. You recently got back from Sydney. You were touring interstate.
Right.
How did it go? How did the tour go in Sydney?
It went amazing. I did the gigging every night, and I did the Comedy Store.
Comedy Store, right, okay.
Which is one of the best venues. Probably, like, if I had to count, it's probably one of the top three gigs in my entire career. I slayed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anything you can put it down to, or is it just come to luck sometimes with performance?
I don't know. I think I was just in the right mood. The audience were up for it, and they were just on board from the get-go. It was kind of lightning in a bottle. I mean, you've got a few tricks in your bag of tricks. You just want to be calm, focused, make sure that they're confident, you know what you're doing.
Mm.
But it just all worked like clockwork, and I think I got 3 applause breaks.
Wow.
It's great.
And I have seen Chloe Black's bag of tricks. That is a big bag.
I got to pay excess luggage on the flight.
So. Don't ever try to put your hand in there, though. No. Something bites you.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Not emotional baggage either, by the way, I just want to say.
Chloe, let's talk about the new show, Switch Hitter. Now, you're bringing that to Hobart as well, which is very exciting. Performing this Thursday, Hobart Brewing Co. You can go and get your tickets, eventbrite.com.au. Tell us about Switch Hitter. What do we need to know about it?
Well, yeah, it's a follow-up to my my show Transistor Sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if Transistor Sister was primarily a lot about being transgender woman, but of Switch Hitter is about dating as a trans woman.
So. Yeah, okay. And some of the stories, I mean, I have heard some of these stories and they are absolutely phenomenal. I'm just trying to think which ones can we share on radio, Chloe?
Yeah, that's right.
None of them. You need to go buy tickets.
It's a bit of an adults-only show.
Absolutely.
Right.
And also,
we're all adults here.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, except for the children in the cast. That's where I always tell myself, right. Chloe.
Chloe, you're also saying, unfortunately, the tour got cut a bit short.
Yeah, the old Rona or COVID got in the way. I was booked to do four shows in Melbourne, and then I had to fly home.
Yeah.
So that was a bit annoying. But hopefully all Melbourne peeps are staying sane and safe. Gonna, you know, it's obviously not ideal for them.
No, it just keeps happening to them as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just kept thinking about it this morning. It's like when your kid gets nits, and then like, you know, I treated my son for nits like 6 times in like the last year, I think.
Yeah, because you send him back to school and then another kid has nits and the kid comes home with nits again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you never want to be the parent of the kid who's spreading the nits around.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah.
But so the guy was in hotel quarantine in South Australia. He's like, I can go anywhere in Australia. Melbourne.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. Yeah. Well, Chloe, thanks so much for joining us. Now, that's not the only performance. You're also you're a busy week for you, performing tonight, Joker's Comedy as well.
That's correct. And the casino on Friday as well.
Yeah, wow. So, that's huge.
Wham, bam, bam.
Yeah, yeah, so if you want to see Chloe, there's 3 opportunities the next 3 days.
So jokers.com as well. You can go and buy your tickets for the Joker stand-up tonight. I'm performing tonight as well.
Any chance to plug himself.
Right, fair
that's
enough.
Why you were here. Just couldn't know.
I got out of bed for this.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.